specialty of the house, seafood, the regional cuisine, chowders, all manner of chowders, Manhattan and New England. These listed first on the upper left of the laminated menus beneath Penelope's pantry in a cursive rich with flourishes. Then entrees, including lobster, whitefish, a half dozen varieties of forgettable whitefish, scrod, breaded, broiled, sautéed, cod, halibut, haddock, flounder, and for the big spender, a questionable salmon steak, recently trucked great lengths on the interstate. Salmon in a state of decay, or tuna, these broiled with a touch of lemon in the local style. And for the family, since Penelope's takes pride in being a family restaurant, for the little ones, half sizes of those seafood platters, or, if they prefer, Mom, I hate fish. There are burgers, too, every sort of burger, patties disguised with cheddar and mozzarella and chili and bacon and sauerkraut. It's toward these burgers that Hex Ratliff races from the parking lot, because in the consumption of seafood, he waits anxiously through the 4 to 6 hours that mark the event horizon of fish or shellfish-related food poisoning. In the consumption of seafood, he is compelled to imagine induced projectile vomiting and stomach pumps and intravenous feeding. The fish of southeastern Connecticut are radioactive anyway, what with the nuke plant and the sub-base, and so he will not take the risk. No, Hex wants beef, the meat that made America great. He wants to use condiments excessively. He wants to indulge in fats and sodium. He wants to drink. With great effort, he backs his mother up the 3 steps out front and leaves her at their summit, just inside the door, holding it open, serving as her own deluxe doorstep, while he hurriedly acquaints himself with the maitre d'. Table for two, please. A squeaky clean teenage girl in corduroys and pink turtleneck sweater, whose plastic name tag reads Janine. She shows him to a booth. There are only booths in the no-smoking section. Hex hangs his tweed suit coat on the hook there. It's his first moment alone all afternoon. And then, in stage two of the ordeal, he goes back for his mom. She's still holding the door open. A pair of drunks are saluting her on their way to the parking lot. As he wheels his mother into the dining area, the ambient noise in Penelope's pantry dwindles, and the patrons eye Hex and his mother, as they have often done, in the guileless Yankee fashion. The interior of the restaurant is red. The banquettes are red, and the faux velvet wallpaper is red, and the fixtures have red bulbs, and the plastic bowls at the salad bar, where there is wilted lettuce and cabbage, are red, and the lobster bibs are white on a red field, and the apron their waitress Lori is wearing is red, as is the bow in her hair. She swabs the table in front of them with an old pickled rag. Then, in a sort of clown show, Hex begins removing Billy Ratliff from her wheelchair. Manually, he lifts one of her feet, one orthopedic shoe, from the steel footrest and sets this extremity upon the matted red carpet, then the other. He hoists his mother up and with his hip nudges the chair out of the way so that she won't block Janine and the waitstaff in the service aisle. He drags her under the arms over to the banquette until her foot becomes hooked around one of the legs of the table, and he tries to force this impediment free by thrusting, with one mighty effort, his mother's body into the booth.